Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to talk about Belltone. They are in the area over at Eagle Village, and we welcome to the program this morning Keith Arrington and Matt Agee from Belltone. Good morning, guys. Thank you for coming in, getting up early.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning, thanks for Ted. Having us.
Keith, I'll start off with you. Belltone itself, yes. Talk a little bit about it. You're over there by Giant in Eagle Village. I have seen the building and know generally what Belltone does, but in the next hour this morning, you're going to give us more information and educate us. Talk a little bit about Belltone itself.
Sure, Ted. So Belltone was started back in 1940 in Chicago, Illinois, and a gentleman started out actually helping his neighbor. So Mr. Posey was his name, and he had a neighbor that was hard of hearing. And so he went in his garage and he worked and he developed a portable hearing device for his neighbor. And then other people started asking him for hearing devices, and then it turned into a major company. And now Belltone is all around the United States. We have thousands of offices, and it's also around the world. It's called different names in other countries. But now it's a huge operation.
What interesting story how that all got started.
Right, and as far as in Fredericksburg, we've been in Fredericksburg for over 30 years. We started off years ago downtown, pretty close to Carl's Ice Cream years ago.
Okay,
and then we moved to behind the hospital on Park Hill Drive, back behind the hospital, and then we outgrew that location. Now we're in the Eagle Village. And we have a state-of-the-art testing center in Eagle Village.
And we will get into that and talk about what's available there as we go along this morning. Matt, how'd you get involved with Belltone?
I'm glad you asked that. You know, this guy over here, Keith, my mother knows his parents, and my wife ended up, by chance, running into Keith, and they were looking for a new specialist. The one they had previously there had left, and thought it would be something that I would be interested in doing. And so one thing led to the other, and I've been now at Belltone for about 4 years now, and really enjoy it. Really enjoy helping the community, helping people to hear better.
Talk about what a specialist, what are some of the things that you do as a specialist?
Okay, well, as a specialist, we specialize in testing, as well as maintenance of hearing aids as well. So, we do hearing evaluations, which are free down at the Belltone. And then also, once we fit the patient with a pair of Belltones, they're our patient. We see them 2 to 3 times a year. And it's similar to going to the dentist. You go to the dentist every couple times a year. we see our patients 2 to 3 times a year. And what happens during those visits is that we checked out the hearing aids. You know, we inspect them, we listen to them, we make sure they're working properly. We clean them, we change wax guards. You know, there's maintenance that needs to be done with them. They don't purchase a pair of Belltones and then we never see them again. That's not the way we operate there. So we see our patients 2 to 3 times a year. So we grow a nice relationship with them.
How difficult is it to get a person, I guess at some point, just even to go in and be tested? Because this is a sensitive subject to a lot of people. I just know everybody, I guess, has a story of your grandfather.
Correct. Yeah.
Who and for years he resisted, and even after he got a hearing aid, didn't want to wear it. And we'll get into what they're like and as we go along this morning. But I guess in some cases, just getting a person to come into your center and be tested is a big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're right. That's the biggest step of all. And average, it takes a person about 7 years to come in once they start having hearing loss.
Yeah.
So that's a long time. And that's a long time going with struggling with hearing. 7 years. So when they do come in, you know, it's a big deal. It really is.
Keith, what got you involved with Beltone? How'd you get into this area?
So I've been with Beltone now. I'm in my 9th year with Beltone. So this is my second career. Before this, I was a commercial pilot. And I started to get a little burned out with that. And I was looking, and I have a family member who has been hard of hearing since they were born. And both of her boys are hard of hearing as well. And kind of similar to Matt, I had been looking, and she approached me and she said, you know, the Beltone office here they're growing quickly, and they're looking for someone. And she said, I know you like to help people. I think, and I said, I'm not interested in that, you know, at all. I'm a pilot. And so anyway, she said, I said, okay, I'm going to go down there and talk to him. So I spent about a week observing what's going on at the office. And I said, this is such an incredible business, because folks would come in having difficulty and they would walk out so excited, and they could hear again. They were changing so quickly. And I was like, oh, this is fantastic. And I wouldn't have to worry about layoffs and traveling and everything. So went into the training. It takes a couple years to get trained to be a hearing aid specialist. There's a test that you take, state testing, to get certified in the field and to learn everything. But yeah, that's how I got started in the field. I didn't know. I mean, my family member, I had seen hearing aids on her and on my nephews before.
Yeah.
But I didn't know anything about him.
Well, what a great feeling it's got to be when you see a person, what they're like when they come in and mm-hmm. what they're like when they go out, and just mm-hmm. being able to hear again. What a great feeling that's got to be.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's a great feeling. We can help patients so quickly. They can come in. So patients come in and we'll do a screening, hearing evaluation with them. So we'll do a sound field screening. That's where we have them repeat words back. So we see what type of difficulty they're having. Then we do what's called an audiogram, and that's when you put the earplugs in, and when you hear the tone, you push the button.
Uh-huh.
And then with most patients, we're able to do a live demonstration right on the spot. The hearing instruments now are unbelievable. Nothing like your grandfather had. They're all Bluetooth, wireless. They're small. And we can program their prescription on the hearing aid in about 30 seconds. They can put them on, and then we can take them outside in the Eagle Village, and they're just blown away. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they say, I've got to get these. And they can hook up right to your phone, your iPad. So when you get a phone call, answer it. It automatically goes right through the instruments. You can adjust the instruments on your iPhone. So if you go to, say, the Cracker Barrel, it's really loud. You can push a restaurant button, and the noise will go down. We'll lower the noise so you can hear better in noise.
Wow.
It's exciting. The technology is really exciting right now.
I want to talk more about that. That's fascinating stuff. If people, you're over again in Eagle Village, is it the type of office, do you need to have an appointment, or can you walk in? How does mm-hmm. scheduling that kind of thing work?
We accept walk-ins. We encourage you to schedule an appointment. We do a very thorough evaluation. The first step, we want to make sure there are not any medical issues. And in that case, we may refer a patient out to their doctor and then come back. But we do a thorough evaluation. On average, a hearing evaluation is going to take about 60 minutes to complete. We do accept walk-ins. However, I would encourage to make an appointment to come in.
You have a phone number somebody can call for an appointment?
We do. So our phone number here, of course, 540-374-2332.
540-374-2332. Beltone Hearing is our focus this morning. Keith Arrington, Matt Agee here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Beltone, our focus this morning. Their office over in Eagle Village, and we are talking with Keith Harrington and Matt Agee this morning. What's been fascinating about this, guys, is just the... You figure it with the technology, because Keith, you mentioned just about, you know, it's not the hearing aid isn't what, you know, I remember from my grandfather. And it, with the way technology is today, it's exciting to hear about this kind of thing, because for so many people that don't want hearing aids or don't want to deal with this, to know that the technology is the way it is, this is pretty cool stuff.
It is. It's very exciting. Very exciting.
Matt, you've got an app that you have, and I've just seen a little bit of it, and it's pretty extensive with what it can do.
It is, you know, and just to kind of piggyback off what Keith said earlier, with the hearing aids are made for iPhone hearing aids. So if you do indeed have an iPhone. And most people who have an iPhone understand that you get apps, you know, for your phone.
Yeah.
And, of course, Beltone has multiple apps. Here, I pulled up one here in particular. This is called our Hear Max app. And basically what you can do with it is it's pretty neat, you know, because years ago you would have a hearing aid and you may or may not have a volume wheel on the actual hearing aid
right.
in your ear. And you'd have to reach up and turn it yourself, you know, and sometimes people would go, wait, what are you doing? Oh, I'm turning my hearing aid up. You know, nowadays, you can whip your phone out, pull up your HearMax app on your iPhone, and you can adjust the volume. You can use this button here. You can see the number.
Oh, look at that. Look how easy that is.
Yep. You can also, they also have programs on the hearing aids, so you can have up to four on the hearing aids. Most people have two. There are some people that have others, but, you know, some of the examples, some of the ones you have, you know, your general all-around program is going to be the one that you stay on most of the time. We also have a restaurant program. Keith mentioned earlier that when you're in a restaurant, you can go to this program and it will eliminate some of the background noise. For example, like a Cracker Barrel, which is, you know, generally pretty loud.
Yeah.
You can also put on there an outdoor program. You know, we can fine-tune the hearing aids and set them to be able to hear nature better for you when you're outside.
Yeah.
We can also do music, church, programs. So these are designed to help you specifically in these situations, which is pretty cool. And you can do all this by just a swipe of the finger on the app.
Yeah, as you've been showing that, mm-hmm. that's just fascinating how that works.
It is. It really is. I mean, you have a lot of control and fine tuning over your hearing aid, which you did not have years ago. Even 5, 6, 7 years ago, you didn't have that. But today you do.
And for the person who's hesitant just because of technology and I don't know how to use a phone like that, mm-hmm. it wouldn't take very long to learn.
It's very easy. I mean, it really is. It touch a button here, swipe here. I mean, that is what it is. So it's pretty cool. I got to tell you, Ted, people who have an iPhone, they love the aspect of being able to adjust their hearing aids on the fly whenever they want to.
Right. And it works with the Android phones, most of the Android phones as well.
Okay. Well, and the fact with the app that you can do that, like you say, you know, you're not, you can do it. No one knows what will necessarily even know what you're doing.
Right.
You're just looking at your phone
exactly.
like everybody does.
Exactly. Because people, let's face it. I mean, let's be real. People are self-conscious about hearing aids. I mean, that it's been that way forever. And when you reach up with your finger to adjust something in your ear, people wonder what you're doing if they're not, you know, have never seen that before. But if you just pull out your phone, they think you're checking a text message or thinking you know, doing whatever you're doing on your phone. So it's a lot less inconspicuous.
Well, in the fact that you can do things in like you say, whether you're in a restaurant or you're outside and mm-hmm. just all because you don't think of those things. And I know I don't. Those of us who don't have problems, you don't think of those things. But I come across it if I'm in a setting and I'm recording people, and I'll come back and listen to the recording, and you'll hear the background noise.
Right.
And when you have a hearing problem, that's a huge impediment to hearing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In all different environments are different. you know, the environment, you know, in your office is quiet. You know, when you go out to the restaurant, it tends to be noisy. You have most restaurants play music. There's, it might be a crying baby there. I mean, there's just a lot more going on in different environments. So to be able to adjust your hearing aids to the environment that you're in is very handy.
Well, and when you're talking to someone and trying to get them to come into Beltone and go through the testing, it's easier when you can talk to them about that. If I guess everybody comes in and says, I don't have a problem, or they think they don't. And then all of a sudden you're able to show them and then you show them the technology.
Yeah. Right.
This is pretty impressive.
Oh, it is. I mean, I'll tell you a story, Ted. I had a patient and he did have a hearing loss. It wasn't a substantial hearing loss, but it was a hearing loss. And the hearing aids indeed helped him to, hear better. But what pushed him over the edge to get the hearing aids was the technology in the phone, being able to do what we just talked about, to adjust your hearing aids. He's a techie kind of guy, and he said, I gotta get these. You know, not only are they helping me to hear better, but what I can do on the phone is really cool. And so he that was one of the big reasons why he got them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen the same thing. I had a patient who worked up north for the government, and throughout his whole career, he had a substantial hearing loss. Throughout his whole career, he could never hear on the telephone. So all of his coworkers knew, never call him. You know, they have to text or send a message. He could not hear on a phone. So when this technology came out a couple years ago, I called him up and I said, "You got to come to. I got to show you something because I want to test something. I want to try something out with you."
Yeah.
And so, long story short, with the technology, and we were able to. He was actually from my office. He called his wife. So we set everything up. He called his wife. And his wife, first thing she said was, how are you calling me? How are you hearing me? He said, well, I'm trying this new technology out at Beltone. And he said, what do you think? And so anyway, hung up. And I said, well, what did your wife say? And she said, she said, you better get that before you leave.
Yeah.
So... But it's just throughout his whole career, he could never use a telephone. And then now with the technology we have, he could. And we see this all the time.
These like that.
Things we see every week, we see stories like this.
Because I'm sure a lot of people who have problems do things like that or find ways to compensate and to do workarounds and to not have to do that now.
Exactly.
You're changing an individual's lives. You're changing family lives.
Right. That's the one thing with hearing loss. Is it affects many people around you. You know, if someone has high blood pressure or high cholesterol, that affects the patient, but it's not affecting their family members, and you would never know that they have that condition probably. But with hearing loss, it affects everyone, everywhere they go. If they go to a restaurant and the waiter or the waitress says, what would you like to drink? Or would you like sweet tea? Or in the, huh? You're like, what?
Right, and someone has to. And so, usually in that case, a family member will step in and.
Correct.
In exactly. And the other thing is the health side effects of hearing loss. We know more. Johns Hopkins University has been doing a study for several years now. I think it started in 2010. Dr. Frank Lin is his name. He's a ENT audiologist at Johns Hopkins. But they're doing the study on memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's, and they have found that the study participants that enter the study with hearing loss are much more likely to develop dementia by the end of the study. So there's also health benefits to hearing better. And also you'll see sometimes we'll go into a nursing home to see a patient, and we'll always see patients in there that are they're just sitting by themselves and they're isolated, they're not communicating because they can't hear.
Yeah.
They can't hear. I've been called to a nursing home before where they think the patient has some type of they're just not responding to them. I do a test and we find out, well, they have a hearing loss. And then you put hearing aids on and now they can hear you and talk to you.
Yeah. Wow, this is eye-opening stuff. Good stuff. Beltone is our focus this morning. They're over at Eagle Village. 540-374-2330. 3732 is the number, 540-374-2332. Keith Harrington is here, and Matt Agee here this morning. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We will continue when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Beltone, our focus this morning. Keith Harrington, Matt Agee, and from the local Beltone office, they are over in Eagle Village. Good stuff here this morning, guys. The thing that strikes me, and Matt, I think you were the one in the first segment we were talking about hearing and kind of regular tests that we get every year. We all go to the dentist, or we get our eyes checked. This, as you guys have talked, this is something that needs to be on our radar to be doing, because it's again one of those senses that we all use.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like we did mention earlier, you go to the dentist twice a year to get your teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
Most people do. You know, same thing with hearing. You know, only you don't need to go two times a year to get it checked, but if you go every couple of years to get it checked, to stay on top of it, you know, just like you're getting your eyes checked, or you go to the dentist. So it is important to get it checked. You may not need hearing aids, you may need hearing aids, but you never know unless you get it checked. And like we mentioned also earlier, people who are struggling with hearing, it takes them about 7 years to really get into the office to get it checked.
Yeah.
No one wants to admit that they're having a hard time hearing. It's very, it might be embarrassing, it might be, they might feel lonely, isolated, but they need to come in and get it checked, absolutely. So, and of course, the hearing evaluations at Beltone are free, so there's no obligation or anything like that. But, so you can come in and get your hearing checked for free of charge. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, boy, especially because you can set up some parameters, and if I come in today and it's fine, but couple years from now,
absolutely,
you notice that it's starting to drop.
Absolutely,
we have a baseline.
Yeah.
Exactly, because we save whenever you come in for a test, it's automatically saved on our systems, computer systems, and even our video otoscope. When you come in, also you'll get free pictures of your eardrums, your ear canals, video otoscope images, and we can save that those images so we can compare the ear canals, the eardrums, and the audiograms from year to year. And we'll remind you if you came in today, Ted, and I said, hey, and you'll see you're in the normal range on the audiogram.
Yeah.
We'll call you in 2 years and say, hey, Ted, it's time to come back down
for
your hearing test. And it's only going to take to do a recheck. It's only going to take about 15, 20 minutes to do a recheck.
Is hearing loss a hereditary kind of thing?
That's a great question. So probably the number two reasons someone will have a hearing loss is either going to be from noise exposure. So veterans, we see a lot of veterans. We're honored to, we service a lot of veterans in our office. World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War. And so noise exposure is one of the top reasons. It could be from someone's job, too. They're working around a lot of noise. They didn't have ear protection. Number two is going to be aging. As we get older, we start to lose our hearing, typically the high-frequency hearing. And yes, it can also be hereditary or genetic hearing loss. The audiograms will look a little different. So we can tell when we do your audiogram, if you have a hearing loss, we can generally tell, is it from noise exposure, is it from aging, or is it a hereditary loss?
Well, and I guess, you talk about veterans, you think about people who work on construction sites.
Right.
People who are in radio who wear headphones, because I know a lot of people in radio who turn things way up.
Yes.
And so there are certain occupations that you want to be aware of.
Telephone operators, mechanics, anyone that has worked around noise. And years ago, we didn't know as much. about noise exposure. Audiology is a fairly new field. It started after World War II. After World War II, so many young people came home and they had hearing loss, and no one knew would it come back or not. And that's when audiology really started. So it's still a fairly new field. Now folks are, you know, using more protection. You see your neighbor cutting the grass and they have hearing protection on, which you should do. And also, when you come in for your hearing test, we'll give you some hearing protection for free also that you can use to try to prevent hearing loss also.
That's you think about so many kids who go around all day wearing earbuds all day, and that's got to be something that if you're not seeing it now, they could encounter things, I would think, much sooner than they might normally.
We're starting to see a younger and younger patient than years ago. Patients are getting younger. Yeah, in the old days we had the Walkman and the little headphones, and nowadays they're using the earbuds, which are inserted in the canal. So it's an in the canal speaker, which it's closer to the eardrum.
That doesn't sound good.
And if you're turning that iPod or the radio, if you're turning it up more than halfway, you are more than likely causing damage, nerve damage to the inner ear. And that type of hearing loss, once you damage the nerves, that's it. They don't come back. You don't get that sensory neural hearing loss. Once you get it, it never comes back. Once you damage the nerves, they're gone.
That's interesting. I was just going to say to you that's what I thought. But that's a scary thing and a good reminder, because you hear people with headphones on now. I can be standing next to them, and if I can hear it, that can't be good for them.
They are more than likely causing permanent hearing damage when you can hear their radio.
Wow. I mean, this is good information, just even for parents.
Absolutely.
Because you don't, you take this for granted, and you just take for granted that I can listen to things loud and it won't matter. Well, it will.
And if any of your listeners, anyway, it doesn't matter. We have patients that range from 14 years old up to 99 years old. So it doesn't matter the age. And if you feel like someone is having a problem, sometimes it's wax. Some patients will come in and their ears are packed with wax. But if you have any concerns with anyone, just give us a call. The hearing test is most people will leave and they'll say, that was fun, because we have a huge monitor in the room and they see everything we're doing. They get to see inside their ear. They get to see their eardrum. They get to see the testing as we're doing the testing. They get to see the results. And it's fun. And they'll leave and say, that was a lot of fun. So just give us a call. We'll be more than happy to help you out.
And just because this gets to be such a progressive thing, the earlier the better. And even if you're 14 years old and you sense that something might not be right.
Exactly.
Get onto it now.
The hearing loss, the understanding, so the speech understanding that we call speech discrimination scoring, but the speech understanding will get worse faster without hearing instruments. So if that, the earlier the better, and you're going to respond better, you're going to do better if you correct the problem earlier.
Oh, that's interesting. So if my hearing is going down, if I got a hearing aid today, if I needed one,
right,
that would help slow the progression.
It can help slow it down. I was yesterday. I was reading through some articles I have, and one of them was this was done in 1980. So years ago, the VA used to issue everyone one hearing aid, and then folks started to wonder, is that right? Should we? They would have a bilateral loss, so loss in both ears, but they'd give them one hearing aid. So they did a big study. They actually took 45 patients and they studied them over 5 years, and they found that the ear that did not have a hearing aid, the speech understanding score dropped by 18.5%. Okay. The ear that had a hearing aid, the speech understanding score dropped just under 2%. It's 1.6%. So they found that, so that's when the policies changed for the VA, and also for us in the private sector. That's when we started. You may remember years and years ago in the old days, a lot of folks would have one hearing aid. You don't see that anymore if they have hearing loss in both ears, which most folks do. You see two.
Yeah.
And that's why they changed it. But they also realize, wow, if someone has a hearing loss, they don't have hearing aids, their speech understanding is going to drop much faster than if they do.
And we see kids in school who have eye problems struggling. This is the same thing.
Right. Exactly.
Exact same thing. You're going to have trouble keeping up.
Exactly. And some of the schools still do hearing tests. Some do not. We're more than happy to do it. If you have a child starting school or in school, we're more than happy. Just call us and we're more than happy to do a hearing test. And we'll save the results. So as you get older, you can see if it's changing.
Yeah. 540-374-2332 is the number to the Beltone office in Eagle Village. 540-374-2332. Keith Harrington and Matt Agee here. As far as if I need a hearing aid, as far as service and service plans, that kind of thing, how does Beltone handle that?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, you do get a lifetime service plan, which is pretty nice. That means not only do you get local free service here at your local Beltone where you purchased your hearing aids, but anywhere in the continental USA, you get free service. So if you're vacationing in Florida, a lot of our patients go to Florida during the winter.
Yeah.
And then they come back up here to Fredericksburg, in the spring. They can go to Beltone's down there and get their hearing aids cleaned, adjusted, anything like that. And it's free. Again, if you're vacationing in the Grand Canyon in Arizona, again, you can go to the local Beltone, wherever that may be, to find out which one is local to you. You would need to call the 800 number for Beltone, but they'll direct you to the closest Beltone. And that service is free out there as well. So you can't beat the free service because, like we mentioned earlier, the patient's coming in to see us a couple times a year. But it's important that those hearing aids stay clean as possible because they're in your ear. That's not the cleanest place in your body.
As I was going to say, yeah, so a couple times a year at least do that.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. I mean, depending on the model of the hearing aid, there's lots of different things that need to be changed or cleaned, it's important that you do get your hearing aids cleaned and looked at.
So are there a lot of different models out there that people have to choose from? You described a few of them early on in microphones that people can wear and sounds like there's a lot of choices.
There are. I mean, we have a ton of choices. But the first thing that we fit is the audiogram. That's their hearing prescription. So that dictates a lot. That will eliminate a lot of different models just based off that audiogram. But yes, Ted, correct. There's a lot of different models out there. There's a lot of different options.
Do people, because I know, I mean, I have glasses and I don't often, I mean, I occasionally you'll set them down and you can't find them. Do people have that problem with hearing aids of taking them out or setting them somewhere and then looking for them?
Well, we always recommend when you take your hearing aids out in the evening to put them in one of your cases, to put them in a case.
Yeah.
But sometimes folks do lose hearing aids, and I'll give you an example and I'll tell you how he found it. I have a patient who's a beekeeper. And so one weekend, he had to go to Montrose to pick up some bees. So he goes to Montrose, he gets out, puts his bee suit on, goes, gets the bees, puts them in his car, and he's driving home, and he says, something doesn't sound right. And he reaches up, and he goes, oh, my gosh, I lost my right hearing aid. He looks around, it's not in his car. But what he did, so he had a smartphone, and this works with iPhone or the Android phones.
Yeah.
He pulled up his app, and on the app, it has a section on Find Me, hearing aid finder. He pushed the button, and it came up, and it showed that his right hearing aid was back in Montrose in that field.
Oh, wow.
So he drove back, and then when you get back to that location, it will turn into a location device. Similar to a metal detector or a finder, and it will tell you when you're getting closer and closer. And he was able to find it in Brush. He found the hearing aid, and he said, without that app, I would have never found that hearing aid before. So
no.
I've had folks drop it in their car underneath the seat, and they turn their cell phone on, and it tells them the hearing aid is in their car. So
What a great story, though. I mean, what a finder. I mean, talk about a needle in a haystack.
Right. It's rare. It's rare. I mean, very few patients lose their hearing aids. We see it a couple times a year, but it has been a concern. So that's one of the options we put into the app, and it's been very successful.
Well, if you've got an uncle or even a child who is having issues there with the technology and what you guys have described this morning, it shouldn't be the hard sell that it sometimes in the past had to be to get a hearing test.
Mm-hmm. Once you hear what it sounds like, once you hear it, patients are just blown away. They go, "I never knew it would sound like this." And so many people say, "I wish I would have come in sooner. If I would have known it was this easy, I would have come in and done this sooner."
Yeah.
They think it's going to be so complex and hard, and they worry about their hearing aid whistling and church and making. It doesn't do that. The technology is not. It doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
It's fantastic technology. You don't have to worry about any of that.
No, I think of the grandfather who maybe here has a grandson and who's a teenager now and can hear him and who's got more of an adult voice and how what the first time hearing that must be like.
Right, exactly. Now at birthday parties and anniversaries, family events, you can actually participate and you can hear what's going on, even with several people talking in a group, you can hear what folks are talking about. So it's exciting.
Keith Arrington, Matt Agee here from Beltone this morning. We're going to wrap this up when we come back in just a second. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Beltown this morning with Keith Arrington and Matt Agee. We've been talking about the office that there's the Beltown office at Eagle Village, but Keith, also you've got mm-hmm. some other offices in the region.
We do, Ted. In fact, we just opened up a new office in North Stafford on 610, right next to the 610 car wash. We have an office in Culpeper. We have a clinic in Bowling Green, Tappahannock, Colonial Beach, in this area here. And if someone's listening from another area, just give us a call. There's a Beltone in every town. Just about every town you go to, there's going to be a Beltone.
Yeah. Well, this has been an eye opener for me. Just the technology that's available, and this the testing that you've talked about. Matt, you've mentioned it as you've talked about this about the testing. It's free. You can come in, get tested, get a baseline, know where you're at.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't have to be completely missing everything to have to come in. I mean, if you're struggling at any point, it's good to come in and get it checked. We talked about a few things about as far as the testing goes, but one of the things that I've found is that people don't realize what they're missing until they come in, they get evaluated, and then we put those hearing aids on them, and they go. Because I've had people come in and go, "Well, I'm here just to get it checked," and that's fine. You know, we do that as well. We encourage that, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I do the check, and I come to find out, wow, you know, you actually have some substantial hearing loss that we need to discuss, and we need to see if we can help you. And we put the hearing aids on them to do the demonstration that Keith mentioned earlier, and they go, wow. They sit back in their seat, and they go, wow, I didn't realize. I thought I was hearing normal. Now I realize I was missing something.
Is one of the signs just that I'm having to say what, or I'm noticing mm-hmm. maybe I'm turning the TV up a little higher than I mm-hmm. used to?
That's a good question. It's often where family members will say, "Ted, why is your TV so loud?"
Yeah.
Or why is the radio so loud?
Or why do you talk so loud?
Why do you talk so loud? And having to ask people to repeat often. or some of the, if you have any unusual sounds in your ears, folks will come, and I saw a patient yesterday, and she has a white noise sound in her ears all the time, which is what we call tinnitus. That's a red flag. You should get a hearing test done. But yeah, it's if you notice you're turning the volume up, that's definitely a red flag.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. This has been great information. I appreciate what you guys do in the community, because boy, this is really good stuff, and this will be to be continued. We'll do this again. This is really good stuff. And again, thank you for what you both do and what Beltone does for our community. 540-374-2332, the number over at Eagle Village to set something up. 540-374-2332. Keith Harrington and Matt Agee, thank you.
Thanks, Ted.
Appreciate it.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Thank you for listening this morning. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.